You're listening to SBS News.
Whenever we go on family holidays, at some point, someone will drag us over to a rock outcrop and go, "Isn't this cool?"
This is Olivia Anderson. She's a Year 12 student at Darwin High School, and she's the first student from the Northern Territory to qualify for the International Earth Science Olympiads in 14 years.
I feel really proud to have got here, honestly. It's taken a lot of effort to get here, so to be able to represent Australia from the NT it's pretty cool.
When Olivia first signed up for the competition, she didn't really know what it was about. Australia's programs are run by a not-for-profit organisation, Australian Science Innovations. Here's how ASI's Executive Director Ruth Carr describes its significance.
The International Science Olympiads are like the Olympic Games for science students.
The competition, which was first run in 1987, usually begins with around 6,000 students sitting the nationwide Australian Science Olympiad selection exam. Based on their performance, the top 120 or so students are then invited to attend a summer school. From there, 21 are selected to represent the country at the International Science Olympiads in biology, chemistry, earth and environmental science, or physics. However, instead of travelling to international competitions this year, the young Olympians will virtually compete with their international counterparts around the world. And it's not the only thing that's different this year.
This year's competition, if you look at it compared to previous years, you wouldn't recognise it. And that's because of COVID, obviously. So we've trained all of our students and selected them based on virtual programs. And normally we'd have them in labs and they'd be living in university accommodation and they'd be going through the stages in a face-to-face environment. But of course we can't do that.
Ryan Liu is in Year 12 at Glenunga International High School in Adelaide. As his parents are doctors in China, he says he was encouraged to take an interest in science long before moving to Australia around the age of 11.
I think like science is a subject that's very much cultivated in China and in my family as well. So I think I had an interest in science when I was younger as well. So, yeah.
Ryan is one of two South Australian students who made the Australian team. He says competing at the national level was challenging without face-to-face classes.
And especially with earth and environmental science, where you have to like look at samples, it's sometimes hard to like know exactly what you're describing, I suppose. We had like samples sent to us. But for others, we had to examine through 3D models. So that was a slightly bit of a challenge because, you know, you can't really touch them and feel the specific textures and stuff.
But Ryan says remote learning hasn't taken away from the valuable lessons he's learned.
It really showed me how the different sciences can work together with each other. And it's a concept that we learned about in school as well, how science is a human endeavour and how science, you know, intertwines with each other. They're all linked. And I think earth and environmental science is a good way of showing that, you know, with physics, with chemistry, with biology, they all link together in making how the world works.
It's a sentiment echoed by Dr. Elizabeth New. While Dr. New is a professor of chemistry at the University of Sydney these days, she got her start at the International Chemistry Olympiad in Denmark in 2000.
It really was the first time that I saw the actual applications of science. So the International Olympiad is really much focused on the particular scientific problems of the country that's hosting it. And so that was the first time I saw that it could really solve big problems. And that's really what drives me today as a scientist.
17-year-old Olivia says she isn't sure what her future holds, but competing at the national level has taught her a lot about herself.
It has taught me that I really do like solving problems. And that, I don't know, if I put some effort into it, there's not all that much I can't do.
It seems Ryan is driven by a similar sense of purpose.
One interest I might pursue is to do like a research degree, maybe about earth and environmental science, because I think like there's a lot of things, good things that could be done in the world in regard to like the environment and stuff.
Nadine Silva, SBS News.